But I mean, anyway, the point was that if I left for 2 years, I would have to get this mortgage taken care of, and my rent does not cover that. So if I rented the place out, I would have to save up, let's say I'm losing $500 a month now. I would have to save up 12 months of rent, which is 3,000. 30.
2,400, 24,000, I don't know. $506,000. Woo!
$6,000. Yeah, it's $6,000. I'm so bad at math.
Aren't you an engineer?
Yeah, that's why we have calculators. That's the purpose of a computer. It computes. No, I knew that. It was so it's $6,000 a year. So I'm actually all I have to do is save up $12,000 a year. Or all I have to do is save up $12,000 and I
And
can
you
go to the
can
Peace
do the
Corps,
Peace Corps.
right?
Yeah.
So it's like I could do that. And so I had half a mind to do it. I just didn't do it, but I have that much money saved up now, and if I wanted to, I could just run off and do it. And then my house could be taken care of. And, it's an interesting idea. I think it's so tough for people to, it's probably, I mean, probably if you look, you work for the Peace Corps, you'd know, but if you look at it, I would imagine that if you look at the demographics of the people in the Peace Corps, it just goes, it's an inverse relationship with age.
It is
With a slight
with,
spike at the 50s and 60s.
yeah, that's basically it. You get, I think you get most of your people are like sort of the average age is something like 26, but that includes that little, bump of people up who are like 60 years
They're
old.
throwing off the average, right?
Right. So, I mean, I would say that, somewhere around like 85 to 90% of the people are 26 and under.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
median is probably like 23.
Yeah. And but then, I mean, you do get, I would say, okay, here, I've trained two groups and they averaged about 10 people.
Right.
And I would say that maybe half those people were right out of college. Another quarter were within 2 years of college, and then after that, the other quarter was like within 6 years of college or something
Right.
like that. So they're all the people I happened to train were young people, and I didn't happen to train any retired folks. But you do also get a good bump of people there. It's harder, I think, for people to leave their career,
And that's kind of the thing. It's like, and that I guess that was kind of what I was getting at. It's like, yeah, I have this condo and I don't really regret it for a second. But it's like, and it's like so great to have it. Everybody like gives you all this respect, whether you deserve it or not. Like I think when I first started dating my fiance and like she found out that I had a house, she's like, oh my God, really? Like, she's like impressed, And
Ooh.
it's like, she even looked me up online. You can look up people online and like look at their county records and
You
stuff like
became more
that.
attractive at that point,
I
huh?
did, right? And it's like, huh, this, I mean, you're more willing to give a person a chance anyway. Maybe, like that sort of like goes in the wash after like a year. But it's like, initially when you meet a guy and he has like his stuff together, it's like, okay, this guy's got his stuff together. I'm more interested to find out what's going on. Where if it's like some guys sort of like, oh, job to job, like I'm just moving to this city now. I might be gone in a year. Who knows? You're sort of like, maybe this guy will just move on. And he's not really interested or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you're knocking my style right there. I feel like I'm done all right.
No. I mean, I'm not saying as a per like I'm.
No. I know. Don't worry.
So I mean, I guess it's just interesting because like to make the decisions of buying houses and like upset like me, like obtaining like possessions and sort of like these relationships in terms of like money and debt and whatever. It's just. It's like this mixed bag of like responsibility versus and like if you view it as responsibility in the negative sense or if you view it as like opportunity to sort of like strengthen your power, and like do things that you want to do. So it's I think that's things that people probably in their late 20s and early 30s, maybe even middle 30s and 40s are sort of struggling with. It's like, do I buy this house or do I have other relationships, do I start a business or whatever? Because it's a lot of responsibility, But like if it works out, or like if I mean, then people start respecting me, but it's like then I can't just pick up and leave. And maybe somewhere that urge to just pick up and leave sort of like just dissipates or something like that. Do you think, I mean, because you always, there's a lot of songs about just like leaving it all, right? Or movies about leaving it all. There's just kind of this mystique to it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody really does that anymore, unless they're escaping their family or something, right? Like, you hear about, like,
I feel like the escaping the family is actually a common topic in movies. But
like, you hear about dads just picking up and, like, he went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back, whatever. I mean, that's...
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a total, like, you can't do that. I mean, that's a total dick move, but, I mean...
Right.
At the same time, I think a lot of people have... I mean, hopefully not a lot of dads with small kids, but, right, like, just people in general are just like, this is just too much. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm out of here. You know, everybody wants to just, like, walk up... I mean, it's a dream to, like, get the lottery and, like, screw you, screw you, screw you. I hate working here. I'm out of here, you know? And it's like, I'm going to, like, go to Bermuda now, or, like, you know, St. Croix or something like that, and just live there. Or, you know, and just... There's this desire to sort of, like, just... Blech, screw you guys, I'm out of here, I'm just going to do this stuff that's fun.
Well, I think that anywhere you go, you develop relationships, and you, in essence, there's some community around you, you know, unless you're Robinson Crusoe. So even those folks who sort of mythologize the idea of, like, going off and doing, you know, whatever, they would end up building some community around them. It's just more a reflection of what they have right now is not necessarily what they want, which I think there's definitely something to be said for that, you know. I think anybody might encounter that at times, you know, is this really what I want?
Right.
And it might be easier for me to walk away from it than try and, you know, stay in this context where people have some sort of, you know, preconceived notion of me or whatever.
It's the preconceived notions a lot of times, I think, sort of like swallow people, because it's like this preconceived notion of responsibility and this like, oh, he's always here, you know. You don't want to be known as like, this guy is always here. Sometimes I think there's some sort of like, yeah, the mythology is an interesting word, like to danger or sort of like unpredictability. And when you become predictable, you view yourself as having lost your spirit.
Yeah, I would buy that.
I'm sort of like, if anybody has ever spoken to me, they know that I like to make analogies. But it's interesting that I think your friendships, even though friendships are usually by definition fun, they sort of, the stronger your friendship, the stronger responsibility you have to that person.
Right, right.
You know, and it's almost like I was explaining to somebody recently about gravity and the tides and how the moon pulls the tides. I mean, it's weird how the moon affects the tides on the planet, but it doesn't affect us per se, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In gravity, each object, although we are stuck to the Earth because of gravity, the Earth is also kind of stuck to us because of gravity. Gravity goes both ways.
Right, right.
And so do relationships. And so do friendships, right? It's like, it's fun to have a friend, but there's also sort of responsibility to a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
The better friends you are, the more you're in it when that person's in trouble.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I know that guy. He comes into my store every week and buys a pack of cigarettes. You don't really owe that guy anything. You know, maybe you owe him a pack of cigarettes, you know, like if he's running out of money once a year, you know, but it's like, you don't owe him much, right? But it's like, no, I know that guy. He's my neighbor. And he lends me eggs, like, every month because I'm always out or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
He's my friend and, like, he helped me move. It's like, okay, well, now you're in it, you know what I mean? It's like, now you owe that guy a move, and you owe him whatever. If he comes over and he says, I need a place to stay because my house burned down, it's like, you're in it. You got to, like, you know, or it's like, if he asks you to, like, house sit, it's like, or just, like, watch his house while he's gone, now you can't go somewhere. Or there's this sort of responsibility. It's like this kind of, with great friendship...
comes great responsibility.
You know, and it's weird that there's this sort of duality in terms of responsibility and the things you get. You get the benefit of having them, but you also have the burden of maintaining them.
Yeah. You reminded me of that movie Up in the Air.
Yeah.
The Clooney, George Clooney, he says, you know, his whole shtick is that the relationships are the heaviest things that you carry
with you. Right,
empty
your bag or something,
you know?
Right?
And so, yeah, I think that, but that movie sort of made the argument that you know, if you really did follow that idea of, like, cutting all your ties and whatever, you would sort of end up feeling empty because the relationships are what give sort of value to your life. At the same time, I think that there's... When you do get and you know, even more than friendships and like, you know, romantic relationships and whatever, when you get very comfortable, there's I think you always get that sort of like, I don't know, not to sort of say like flight risky sort of thing, but there's always that like, well, now I'm really tied down.
Yeah, you know, it's like a grass is almost greener sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, I mean, I'm going into it soon enough, and it's like, you know, I'm not saying
dun,
it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it in a flight risky sort of way, but I mean, I guess, like, the way to do it is, because I mean, I think it's almost natural to feel that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the way to do it is, like, instead of viewing it as a burden, you view it as this opportunity or the perks, right? Yep. You have to, like, you can't forget the perks, because I think a lot of times people do sort of, like, are flight risk, or they get nervous or like cold feet or whatever, and then they like they bail, and then it's like 6 months later they might be miserable because they're so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that's also not
was
a good reason.
Was your freedom worth it, Johnny? There you are by yourself in a Vancouver bus stop, the rain pouring down around you. You forgot your rain jacket. If you had said goodbye to your girlfriend, she would have told you, take your jacket and an umbrella, but you forgot because you're a dumb piece of crap. You're worthless by yourself, Johnny. Get a life. Build some relationships.
Take on some weight.
Eat more butter.
Butter?
It's what really makes life worthwhile, man.
Cool, man.
Are we running out? Should we keep going?
I think we're good. Let's keep it. Let's just
cut it there.
Tie that one off.
Okay. It's been fun, folks. This Ooh. Has been. Oh,
let's mention the email. I think we haven't done that in a couple.
Oh,
times.
Okay. irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
It's just, you know, something to do.
Yeah. We don't ever respond to your emails. No, we will. We will respond to your
emails. You have my personal guarantee.
Yes.
It's a responsibility that I will shoulder.
We will either respond to your emails. Yeah. Actually, talking about the last topic, the e-relationships are kind of an interesting...
Mm.
That's for next time.
That's for next time.
E-relationships. We'll build on this. Okay. Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Thank you very much.